It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
You've discovered your link to GoPowerCat.com's PowerCat podcast. Now, here's your host, GoPowerCat.com publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to another edition of the PowerCat Questions podcast. This really isn't a questions podcast. Hey, Gills, ask me who do we think is going to win the NCAA tournament?
Fitz, who do you think is going to win the NCAA tournament?
That's a great question. I think we'll do a podcast all about that. There we go. It's the Questions Podcast, sponsored by The Fridge. Our segment sponsors are Tanner's and the High Low. We're just going to dig into this, though. Very interesting tournament this year because of COVID. Everything's in Indiana. And that's never been said about anything in the history of mankind, that Indiana is the epicenter. All games are in Indiana. I mean, they were supposed to have the Final Four at Lucas Oil Stadium. And they said, we're just going to move everything to Indiana because they have so many arenas. Basketball's kind of important to the state, except at the University of Indiana. But everything is there. It's all lined up. They still did the bracket with the East, West, South, Midwest, Central, Northern areas. But now they will be playing the games scattered through the greater Indianapolis area. Actually, they reach out a couple hours, I think, in the first couple rounds. This is what we do here. There's three of us. We vote on every game in the bracket. And I had to explain it to Gills that with three, there's always going to be a majority wins. Either three of us will think someone wins or two of us think someone's win. We cannot pick a tie. If someone picks a tie, they're screwing up the entire system, so we won't do that. The first half of the podcast will be the first round, including the Bruce Weber Classic, the first four, because those games all happen on Thursday somewhere in Indiana. On a Thursday in Indiana. And folks, if you're not up to date on this, it's a little confusing. They didn't just move everything to Indiana. They messed with the days. In the past, the first round was Thursday, Friday, and then the second round was Saturday, Sunday. This year, the first round, the first games are on Friday. The first four games are on Thursday. But the first round, the actual bracket of 64 tips off on Friday, continues on Saturday. And then the second round is Sunday, Monday. It just messes with me. And then when they move to the next rounds, the regional semifinals are Saturday, Sunday, and then they play Monday, Tuesday. Can't be moving the furniture around on me. That's just not right. Let's dive in here. Let's get going with the first four. These are your games on Thursday. Two games against 16 seeds. Two games against 11 seeds. Let's start with those ever intriguing 16 seeds that we know nothing about. Texas Southern takes on Mount St. Mary's at a place somewhere. I'm going to just say
Texas Southern.
Texas Southern.
They beat K-State in Bramlage like 5 or 6 years ago, so I think they're riding high from that one.
Texas Southern's fascinating because they usually just travel all over like the Globetrotters and get their ass kicked. And then they just dominate their conference. We'll go with Texas Southern. The other 16 seeds are Appalachian State against Norfolk State. That's kind of a regional game there.
Let's go App. I want to go App State.
I was surprised that App State was at a 16 seed level.
You think they'd be in the NIT?
No, I just think they would be like
better.
Yeah, like they're. I don't know. I now got to find them on this damn bracket. There it is. App State. Are you good with App State?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I can tell we're really invested in those 16 seed games. This one is interesting. The other two first four games are absolutely fascinating. Two Missouri Valley former teams, well, Drake's still in the Valley, and they get Wichita State at the Mackey Arena. That game, if you want to watch, is on TBS at 5:30 on Thursday. I'll be watching that game. Drake, how about Bruce Weber trying to schedule an early season tournament with a couple teams they can play with. Colorado is really good, and Drake ends up at 11 seed because they're in as an at-large from the Valley. So they're both pretty good teams. I like Wichita State. I'm going to go with Drake. Gills?
I'll ride Drake as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I was going to go Wichita State, but I'm...
Your vote don't matter.
My vote doesn't matter. I'm going to put a little Z by mine to say that I was going to pick Wichita State so we can brag next week.
You don't want to be part of the team. That's what happens with the team. You ride with everyone even if you didn't agree with the play call. Boy. The other one is UCLA and Michigan State, just your common, typical 11 seed opening round tournament game. Guys, you didn't see the selection show. The guys on the set were almost offended that these teams had to do this. I'm like, what? No. I mean, no. If anyone else has to do it, everyone's subject to this first four nonsense. I'm offended that anyone has to play in the first four. Just make the damn thing 64 teams. UCLA or Michigan State?
Michigan State? Both of these teams are just even to me. They're two big names that should be better than what they are. We shouldn't be having this discussion, but here we are.
I know. I'd rather they put other teams in.
Yeah.
Who you say? You got to vote, man. That's not how it works. You don't get to shake your head not have an opinion.
I'll go Michigan State. Big Ten's a little tougher.
Yeah, okay. There we go. That's exactly what I was going to think. Okay, well, we handled that. We're gonna stick. What's interesting about this year is because those games are on Thursday, they needed to put those teams in the Saturday bracket. So all four of those teams are in the East and West brackets instead of being scattered out across all the brackets. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's now flip over to the South bracket because those games are Friday. So it's a little, we'll get back to those other brackets and start with Baylor and Hartford. I don't think anyone's calling for a Hartford upset, are they? Okay, good.
No.
Putting in Baylor. The 8-9 game in the South is North Carolina and Wisconsin. What a game. The battling Roy Williams against the Polar Bears.
I want to go Wisconsin just because the Big Ten's tougher, I think.
I'm down on that. Are you good with that?
I was going to go with North Carolina, but you outvote me.
Whiskey it is. The 5-11 is Villanova and Winthrop. Villanova's had some issues with, I don't know if it's COVID or someone's missing from that team, but Winthrop is on my line as an upset. Does anyone agree with that?
I'm good with taking a 5-12 upset somewhere. I don't know if this is the one.
A few of my classmates were talking about this one as a potential upset, but Winthrop? I don't know. I don't know much about Winthrop, I'll be honest, but it's tough.
My gut would say Villanova, but I'm not offended by taking Winthrop.
You have to make the choice.
I'll go Nova, but I'm skeptical on it.
Villa Nova. The 4-13 is Purdue and North Texas. What's his name, the coach there? Oh, he's the football coach.
I'll go Purdue.
Zach?
Yeah, Purdue.
Okay, we're falling the seeds right now.
We like the chalk.
Texas Tech, Utah State. I'm intrigued by this game. I am intrigued by this game.
I think a Big 12 team is going to lose in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Is it this one?
And I think it might be this one.
You're going Utah State?
I'm going Texas Tech. The line's only like 4 points, which at first I thought that was really a small number. But when you look at it, it's going to be a good game. But I don't know if you can bet against Chris Beard this early.
I'll go Utah State.
Wow.
Fighting Craig
Smith. Is this where I put
Smith's.
The Z by my
pick?
Yeah,
put a little R to...
Okay.
To yell at us when we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom half of this bracket's really interesting to me because this game, Arkansas plays Colgate. I'm not interested in the game, but also in this bracket is Oral Roberts. So we've got this dental thing going on here with Colgate and Oral Roberts being in the same bracket.
And my dad is a dentist in Arkansas.
Oh, do you think they matched this all up so that maybe we'd get a Colgate Oral Roberts game sponsored by the National Dental Foundation? Is there such a thing?
ADA, American Dental Association. Okay,
whatever. Arkansas.
Yeah.
Florida and Virginia Tech. Another really interesting game, a 7-10 game. I think the ACC sucks this year.
I was going to say I like the ACC better than the SEC.
Okay.
I would give the ACC more of an edge over the SEC.
Okay, we'll go with Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I was going to pick, however, Florida, but
Fitz, your pick. I'm going Virginia. I want Virginia Tech.
Any program that takes Cartier Jada and lets him play a game and lets him sit out for a full season's not in the best state in my mind.
Okay, well,
so I'm going to Florida.
I went ahead and put Virginia Tech down, so that's how committed I am.
I've got the R on that one too.
Okay. Ohio State and Oral Roberts.
Buckeyes.
Yeah, we do not expect a miracle there.
Are we doing the full? Are we doing second round? Or are we doing just first round all the way through?
We're going to do the first round in the first half of the podcast and come back. Okay, we move to the Midwest bracket: Illinois and Drexel. Illinois. And the 8-9 game. You gotta love how they do this kind of thing. Loyola Chicago and Georgia Tech. Loyola had their big run the same year K-State had its big run, all the way to the Final Four.
This is one of those games where if you were at the eye doctor and is it a 1 or a 2, but they both look pretty close and you don't know which one to take, that's this game for me.
Hmm.
Sister Jean is still alive. I don't know how you can bet against them.
She has asked for a waiver to attend games. She's been vaccinated and would like to attend games. And I'm like, she's been vaccinated.
She slammed Kentucky. I saw a couple hours ago that there was a tweet that said, I filled out my bracket and I see that Kentucky's missing from there and there's some new teams on the bracket.
What are we doing here? Loyal?
Yeah, let's take.
Yeah.
Let's take them.
5-12 Tennessee and the Battling Beavers of Oregon State. I just wanted to say that. I saw Tennessee absolutely destroy Kansas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Tennessee.
Yep. Tennessee's got talent, NBA talent. It's just a matter of coming together, so they've got a high ceiling.
Speaking of NBA talent, you've got Oklahoma State and the Liberty Give Me Deaths. Is that their mascot?
It's something else. I don't know what it is. Eagles?
Flames, yeah.
Flames.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the Flames.
Okay.
Oklahoma State?
Yeah. I think they get it done.
San Diego State, Syracuse. San Diego State's really good, guys.
Are they? I'll take your word for it.
Syracuse is always on the bubble, and they don't deserve to be here.
That's a good point.
West Virginia and Morehead State.
West Virginia. Yeah. Right.
Take me home.
Take me home. Clemson and Rutgers. I do not want to watch this game. There's something... Maybe it's leftover football feelings, you know, that Clemson and Rutgers would not be an enjoyable game.
Clemson wins this, right? Even without Trevor Lawrence.
They might play him. Are we going Clemson?
Sure.
Might as well. I think college football, the subreddit on Twitter, they tweeted out, we have our Final Four, and it was Clemson, Ohio State, OU, and Alabama.
Houston and Cleveland State are the bottom, the 215. Houston, I think we went all chalk on this bracket, didn't we? We sure did. We picked every
favorite. You guys picked Utah State.
If there's going to be...
Oh, Utah State. No, that was the upper.
I didn't do it.
That was the upper half of this.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Yep.
That was south.
If there's a 15 seed that wins, it'll be Cleveland State, but I'm going to take Houston.
Well, that's the right side of the bracket. Those are all Friday games. Thank you, Darla, for shaking again. It all tips off at 11:15 with the CBS game Friday morning, Florida and Virginia Tech, as we just mentioned. The first Big 12 game will be at 12:45 on TNT, and that's Tech and Utah State. I will be watching that. Not long after will be Baylor and Hartford. Oh, that'll be a squeaker. Oklahoma State also plays at 5:25 on TBS. West Virginia is a late game, unfortunately, tipping at 8:50 on True TV. That's right. It's the time of year where we all look for True TV. I had to double check. I was pretty sure I double checked that it was on there for when I got YouTube TV, and it is.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
I wonder what bad shows are going to be filling the commercials with. like Repo.
They get this huge boost. The Practical Jokers.
Oh, Impractical Jokers.
That show absolutely took off after being promoted on the NCAA tournament. I some people say it's funny. I find nothing funny about it.
It's uncomfortable.
I agree. Okay, let's go to the other half of the bracket now as we wind up the first round. Out in the West, Gonzaga. Ever heard of those guys? They're pretty good. We have them playing Appalachian State. I think we can all say Gonzaga. Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick a 16 seed to win, I pick this one.
I'd go Baylor to lose. Mm. Just because there are issues as of late.
Ah. Gonzaga. Nobody watches them, even though they're on ESPN at night all the time.
8-9 game, Oklahoma, Missouri. This one is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Tough.
They're both struggling. I kind of feel like the committee gave Gonzaga a free ride. Like they said, okay, we're going to put 2 8-9 teams here, but one of them's not like a team that got really hot. They're both falling through the bracket to get to 8-9. They're both losing. If you can't win this game in the second round, I think Gonzaga's on the clock here. I mean, if you can't get to the Final Four with this bracket,
yeah,
you're never going to be a one seed again. You're just not. I'm going to say Missouri.
Yep. Gills?
I like Mizzou, too. That's fine. Oklahoma, both teams are playing bad, but I don't know how you can bet on Oklahoma right now. I mean, they couldn't beat Kansas without McCormick, and who knows? I like Mizzou.
I'm with you. The 5-12 game is Creighton and UC Santa Barbara. When was the last time UC Santa... Oh, never mind. That's who K-State lost to. Right?
That's UC Irvine.
UC Irvine, that's right. Oh, that's totally different.
Isn't Steve Nash? Did Steve Nash go to UC Santa Barbara?
How about Nash Bridges? Well, that's an old TV character. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so. I thought Steve Nash went to Gonzaga. Hey, Alexa, where did Steve Nash go to school?
Steve Nash attended Santa Clara University in Santa Clara, California.
Thank you, honey.
I was close.
Her and I are close.
Might as well be the same
school. Creighton's had their issues here. Do we think UC Santa Barbara wins this?
I do.
Well, we haven't taken the upset, so might as well.
Yeah. I mean, they've only lost one game since January 1st, so that's kind of how UC Irvine was against K-State, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to make the reference that he did. Virginia and Ohio, the 4-13 in the West. Virginia is for lovers. 2 years ago, they were the one seed that lost. Ohio is for other people. I'm not sold on Virginia, guys.
I like Ohio.
I'm going. That's Ohio.
Jay Billis has Ohio in his Sweet 16. I don't know what he knows, but he's smarter than
he
me.
He knows that we picked UC Santa Barbara in the first round.
USC against Drake.
I haven't watched USC play once this year.
I guess they're pretty good, but I mean, I'm a big fan of Canadian rap.
You're so cultured, aren't you? Wow.
I know.
You were talking to those Pike boys at Tanner's.
I know.
They really taught you well.
How do you like the new Drake album?
It's delicious. It tasted wonderful. Oh, it's music?
I didn't know you could eat an album.
Lemon Pepper Freestyle.
Okay, so look. It would be horrible for Kansas if USC won. I'm picking Drake because that's how this damn whole month works. Like the time that KU made it to the Final Four without playing a single-digit seeded team, I'll never forget that year. They had an upset in front of them every freaking game until they made it to the Final Four.
Can I go back and change my vote to Wichita State? Because I want to see them beat Kansas.
That would be fun.
We've made our bed, Gills.
I know.
We've made our bed.
Okay, who's got who in this one?
I'll go USC.
Oh, I thought we were going Drake, but I'll take USC.
Okay.
Yeah. I want USC.
Okay. Here we go.
I thought you guys were going to go both Drake.
Nope.
Surprise.
Kansas and Eastern Washington.
Who?
Eastern Washington, the Colin Cowards. Give me them.
Give me Kansas.
I'm going to take Kansas.
Jeez. You guys are no fun picking.
They'll slip up. I don't know if this
Oregon is and VCU.
Shout out Levi.
Levi.
How many
Stucker.
Teams? How many teams did Oregon get into the tournament? Or to Oregon, the Pac-12.
Oregon got two. Oregon and Oregon State. What else do you need to know?
They got half the conference in. Sorry, the Pac-12, not Oregon.
I'm gonna pick Levi.
Yeah, I can't not pick him.
Is he playing a lot?
Oh yeah. Stay tuned. When is this going live, Fitz? Thursday?
This goes Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Wednesday. It'll be the same day my article goes up on Bruce Weber's all transfer team from K-State.
Nice.
Levi might be in it.
Very nice. The 2:15 game down there is Iowa and Grand Canyon.
Iowa's winning this one.
Yep, okay, Iowa.
Easy.
That's it for the West bracket, if anyone's still listening. The East bracket now, let's get going with Michigan and Texas Southern. Michigan. The 8-9 game is LSU and St. Bonaventure.
Will St. Bonaventure have their cameraman? Has he recovered?
Poor guy. The poor guy.
LSU.
Gills.
How about you pick? And then I'll pick if you just.
I'll take St. Bonaventure.
Oh, goodness. You guys got a coin in your pocket.
Thanks for taking me off the hook.
Oh, man. Can you tell Alexa to flip a coin?
Alexa, heads or tails?
Flipping. It's tails.
That's St. Bonaventure in
yep,
my book.
That's the bottom team. Yep.
Okay.
They fought with VCU, right?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I'm not that prepared. Colorado and Georgetown, 5-12. You talk about basketball traditions matching up Colorado and Georgetown.
I feel like you picked Georgetown here, right? Yeah.
It's UConn from what year was that?
Okay, so Georgetown didn't win back-to-back games the entire season until they ran through the Big East tournament and won it. What?
I like those odds. Give me Georgetown.
Yeah, they're hot at the right time.
Oh, my God. You guys are picking Georgetown. I was going to pick Colorado.
Well, put a little F down next to it so you control us on the next one.
The Stoned Buffaloes go out in the first round. Florida State and University of North Carolina, Greenville. I assume that's what that
Greensboro.
Is.
Greensboro.
Well, I just made up a new town.
I'm sure there's a town called that.
Florida State.
Florida State. Yeah, sure. Plus,
they're well rested.
BYU against Michigan State in the 6-11 game. I saw a guy on a certain social media outlet that I don't want to mention who has done a breakdown of all the teams that have won and the matching statistical criteria that they all have. Like all but so many champions over the last so many years have had these. BYU is one of them that fits those criteria. Baylor and Gonzaga are not. The only top seed that has the right statistical criteria, free throws, shooting percentage, rebounding, is Michigan.
Hmm. Interesting.
That was just an aside, folks, brought to you by TikTok.
I'm going to go BYU.
Yeah, I'm going to go BYU.
Sure.
Sure, why not? Well, Texas and Abilene Christian. Little here, two teams from Texas meeting in Indiana, just like it was meant to be.
Hook 'em.
I'm gonna. This is my pick 'em, my upset pick. I'll go with Abilene, even though I know nothing about that team. I just don't trust Shaka Smart.
I'm gonna take Texas.
All right,
thank
right
you.
Right down
Fitz.
The R.
Thank you, Fitz.
UConn and Maryland. UConn and Maryland.
UConn.
I'll go UConn.
Okay.
I'll keep you out of trouble, Fitz.
Thank you. Alabama and Iona. I'm going to go tight. Iona.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we're going. Me and Gills are going Bama. Yeah, so.
I mean, Bama didn't look too good versus OU, but I'll still roll with the tide.
Okay. Well, that's the first round of the NCAA tournament. We're going to take a little break here. And on the other side, we're going to get into the rest of the bracket. There are a total of 67 games, and we now have picked 36. 31 games to go. We'll be back.
The Power Cat Podcast will be right back.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
We now send it back to the PowerCat Podcast.
Welcome back to this edition of the PowerCat Questions Podcast. As always, we're sponsored by The Fridge, Tanner's, and the Hi-Lo. Make sure you stop in to those local businesses whenever you're in Manhattan. You might find me at one of those during the NCAA tournament, one that has TVs everywhere. Gil, you got class on Friday?
11:30.
And you're done at 12:30?
Yep.
Is it a Zoom or in person?
Zoom.
Good.
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Are you saying you could Zoom from Tanner's?
That's sure. What I was just thinking.
Heck, why not? I got an iPhone. So you are going outfits.
I'm getting back there.
You're teeter-tottering.
I know. Anyhow, let's move on now. Let's get back to the South bracket as we've advanced eight teams over there. And we start with the 1-9 game, Baylor-Wisconsin. I have flashbacks to Kansas State. Kansas State played Wisconsin. This is a little known fact. 17 years in a row in the NCAA tournament. 17 years in a row. It was ridiculous. No matter what happened, K-State played Wisconsin, and they typically lost. Well, that happened to Baylor. The polar bears against the actual Bears.
I'll take the actual Bears.
This is going to be the game where Baylor's down at halftime, down with 10 minutes to go, and they're just the better team, so they move on. But I think this is their wake-up call.
Okay. Baylor Bears. Villanova and Purdue, the 5-4 game. I am intrigued by this, but I wanted to knock Villanova out. You guys wanted to advance them. Will they make it on, or will Purdue win?
Got to be Purdue, right?
I feel like we got to double down on, yeah.
Wait, double down on Villanova?
It'd be Nova, yeah. So that's my vote.
You want Nova?
I do.
I'm advancing Villanova just because. That's how that typically works. Ohio State and Arkansas.
Excuse you?
My God, I can't even read my own handwriting. Utah State and Arkansas, as we knocked out Texas Tech in the first round, does Arkansas advance or does Utah State pull the stunner and move into the Sweet 16? The Aggies against the Pigs.
I think the Pigs win.
Sure. Okay. Even though I'd still love Tech here, but I'll go Arkansas.
Okay, keep writing that little R down.
Virginia Tech and Ohio State. Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just stick with this bracket. Let's finish this off. Baylor and Villanova.
Baylor.
There we go. We're chalking this one up, aren't we? Arkansas, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Gills?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the 1 and 2 seeds in the South. Does Baylor win this? And then this, at one point this season, this was a no-brainer for me. I thought Baylor was on their way to a national title. Now I'm not so sure. They do not look like the same team. They're still really good, but Ohio State is too. I was really impressed by the Big Ten. I watched a lot of Big Ten basketball this week. Your votes are.
And it's really tough.
It is tough. Very this tough. Would be a great game.
I'm going to go college football playoff committee here and say Ohio State.
Gills.
I'm going to go Baylor.
Ah, this is tough. I've been on Baylor's bandwagon all year long.
Are you going to get off? Or are you staying on?
I'm off Ohio State.
Wow. Ooh. I'm okay with that pick. That's a 50-50 game.
It really is. Not a 50-50 game as we move into the Midwest. We have Illinois and Loyola Chicago. This is interesting. This is the committee at its finest. Illinois, you get to play a team from Chicago. The big brother, little brother game, Illinois will roll.
Yep, I hope so.
Agreed.
Tennessee and Oklahoma State on the lower portion of this part of the Midwest bracket.
Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Tennessee's one of those.
Sorry, Oklahoma State. Your time is up.
They've been really good, but that was not a good poll for Oklahoma State. That getting Tennessee in that bracket was awful for them. San Diego State and West Virginia. I'm going to pick San Diego State, guys.
Yep.
I'm with that.
Yeah. I think West Virginia is just a tad overrated.
I don't think West Virginia is necessarily overrated. I just think they're going to hit somewhere where they finally lose to someone that is, I wouldn't say worse, but at least can hang with them. You know, I don't think there's nothing thorough or definitive about West Virginia at this point.
Clemson and Houston. Clemson is the 7 seed. Houston is the 2 seed in this Midwest bracket.
We're already a quarter of the way to the college football playoff.
I'm picking Clemson. That aside, Clemson.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Houston. Gills, it's your.
I like Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quentin Grimes, he'll get it done.
Let's move back up top there. What a game this is. Man, this is the orange bracket. Illinois and Tennessee.
Ooh.
Illinois and Tennessee.
This is a tough matchup
for Illinois. This really is. Now, one of the things that when I watch the Big Ten play, they're really good basketball teams. They're really physical teams. They're not always athletic teams. Illinois is really athletic, but they've kind of gotten used to playing non-athletic teams, and Tennessee can get up and down on you.
It's still Rick Barnes, though.
There's a lot of truth to that. Rick Barnes in the Volunteer State has been better than Rick Barnes in Austin. It's weird. I don't understand how that worked out.
So the Texas head coach is just bad. Doesn't matter who the person is, who the embodiment of that soul of the team is.
Okay, I'm picking Illinois.
Okay.
Likewise.
We go to the bottom half. What an intriguing game this would be, San Diego State and Houston, to go to the Elite Eight. How important would that be to these two teams? Wow. What do we pick?
Houston.
Sure.
I'm saying San Diego State.
Oh. Sure is not enough for Gills.
Man, I hate to be this deciding factor. I hate the pressure.
Don't make me erase my H.
All right, we'll go Houston for you.
Thank you.
We did the 1-2 seed again, guys. Congratulations.
Did we really?
We love the chalk.
We almost had Houston getting upset.
And you guys kept advancing me, and I kept voting against them.
Well, you can yell at us on the next podcast.
Watch them beat Illinois and get to the Final Four. Illinois, I assume we're picking.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Wow, we love the Big Ten on this show.
I think the Big Ten is really good. Okay, let's flip it over to the West. Gonzaga plays Missouri. This will not be the upset that Gonzaga will face. I don't see Missouri winning this game.
Me neither.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to go anti-Gonzaga until we finally eliminate them. So whenever you guys feel happy with eliminating Gonzaga,
problem is we've now advanced the 12-13 here in the Santa Barbara in Ohio.
That's why I'm picking Mizzou. Get them out.
You know what? In all honesty, if there's going to be a bracket that goes wacky, it's going to be this one because Gonzaga is not. I'm not sold on them. I think I've watched them. They're really good, but they haven't been tested. And I'm not sold on Iowa. I think they're really good. Garza's amazing. The 3 seed in this bracket is KU. Really not sold on them. Who's the 4 seed? Virginia. We eliminated them. This bracket could be the one that goes all to hell.
Watch it be all chalk.
That's what happens. Who do we think? Santa Barbara or Ohio? Does it really matter?
I think it's Ohio.
Oh, wow. Let's go with it.
Fitz, you don't remember this, but I was watching UC Santa Barbara play on TV at Tanner's on Saturday, and they looked pretty good.
what do you mean by I don't remember?
That's it for you to explain.
Hold on. We were at Tanner's?
But you guys got Ohio. I'm going to put an R by it.
Southern Cal and KU. This is it for me. I'm going to pick Southern Cal. Does anyone agree with me?
No, I do not.
KU.
Wow. I wanted Kansas out earlier than this.
Cowards.
Yeah.
VCU and Iowa.
Hate to do it to you, Levi, but got to go Iowa.
What do you mean it's Iowa? They're good.
Iowa. Oh, my God. We're going to do it again. Gonzaga, Ohio.
Zags. Okay.
Oh, my God. No, we're not doing this. KU and Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah. And then Iowa over Gonzaga. Finally.
I've got it.
Finally. Yep. Finally, we get rid of Gonzaga.
You know what we're doing right now? That's three Big Ten teams.
Well, Michigan's going to lose here. Right? Surely. I don't know.
Michigan and St. Bonaventure as we move to the East. My God, this has turned into a Big Ten podcast. Michigan and St. Bonnie.
Michigan.
Yep.
Okay. Really? We're not picking enough upsets. Georgetown and Florida State.
Here's your upset.
Nah, I think Georgetown's going to run out of gas at some point here.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got almost a whole week off, right? I'm looking Georgetown here.
I'm taking Florida State.
I'll take FSU.
I'll put an asterisk by it.
Mm-hmm. BYU and Texas.
Horns up.
Horns down.
You want BYU?
I do.
BYU?
Am I allowed to say that? Is that a curse word?
Horns down? No, it's fine.
Okay. I want to be sure.
Yeah.
But you, what do you like, Fitz?
I already wrote Texas.
Should I write down BYU? Say I already wrote it down.
See,
this is going to be a great game.
I think that if there's going to be one team that makes it to the Final Four from the Big 12, I'm going to go with Texas.
Really? Over Baylor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Texas.
Boo.
UConn and Alabama. I don't know anything about UConn this year.
I don't even know who their head coach is.
It's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with arms.
Okay. All right. I vaguely remember now.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Sure. Yes.
God, here we go again.
Did you want UConn?
No.
Okay. I was going to say.
Michigan, Florida State.
See, I think if Georgetown wins that game against Colorado, they're going to the Final Four. That's how it's going to work out. But you guys didn't think so, so I will go Michigan here. But if Georgetown was facing Michigan, I'd go Georgetown.
We need somebody to bookmark all of our hot takes, like Pickles or somebody just to...
All the stupid things we had to say.
Pickles can be the keeper of the bracket. And
we have literally gone the 1-2 seeds the entire bracket.
Florida State.
FSU.
You guys like FSU,
yeah.
Huh? Wow.
I'm picking Texas. I'm with Zach.
Yeah.
I'm riding
Goodness
them.
Gracious. Yeah. They're going to get bumped in the first round. Come on.
Texas and Florida State.
Texas.
That is the hottest of hottest takes. Three Big Ten teams and Texas in the Final Four.
An amazing.
Goodness.
This bracket. Is the most stupid bracket ever come up with.
Do you have a doggy bag?
What if we get this perfect? What if we get it perfect?
It's funny. The odds of the East region we picked of getting it perfect is way higher than any other region just because upsets are.
What's amazing about this to me is Texas would be a horrible matchup for Iowa with that kind of run and gun athleticism and their kind of plotting here, throw it into Garza. Now, I don't know if Texas could stop Garza, but.
I'm taking Iowa.
Iowa?
Me too.
Okay. We just saw Ohio State and Illinois go to overtime in the Big Ten game, Big Ten title game. But I thought Illinois was the better team the whole time. They kept – basically, Ohio State tied them at the right moment, got it to overtime, and then lost.
And I think Illinois will have the easier route to the championship game than Ohio State. So I thought
– So Iowa and Illinois in the national championship game. Are we voting the fighting Brad Underwood's national champion?
I am.
Are you, Fitz?
I am.
Okay.
Over Iowa, I am.
Fair enough.
Over Iowa. Well, anyone off that bracket. Yeah. What if we'd advance Gonzaga instead of Iowa? I still think Illinois wins. I think Illinois, I've been watching them. I think they're the best team, the way they're playing right now. Ever since they dismantled Michigan and Ann Arbor and gave them their first loss, they've just been without Illinois playing without their best player. They're on a whole different level.
Can I get a hot take in here?
Get your hot take.
Half their team's going to get COVID, and Tyler Underwood is going to drop 20 a game.
Wow, that is the.
It's not even a hot take. That's just a. That's a bold, a bold, unlikely prediction. It's not even a hot take.
Look at
that's. Let's see. Let me write a note to myself. Start employee drug testing next week.
You didn't have any Benadryl when I went.
Oh no.
Are we gonna have to? What if there's a withdrawal before? Midnight tonight or whatever. I don't know when the deadline is. Today, at some point today, Tuesday, that we're filling this out, there could be.
Yeah, I'll just pick Louisville to lose because they're the first team, right?
Yeah. And then Colorado State's the second team. They had to pick that over the NIT, I think.
Yeah.
No, I thought they said that they're either the one seeds in the NIT or they're.
No. So
I think that they're not playing in the NIT because of this. They're all in on the big dance. That's what I heard.
But yeah, the fact that it has to be done by the end of today. Folks, we recorded this on Tuesday. So, I mean, if the bracket's completely wrong. So what's it matter if they put Louisville and Colorado State in? They're not making the Final Four.
I want some team like Hartford or Appalachian State to have to pull out. And then Louisville gets to play. As a 16 seed.
Wow, that'd be incredible. That would
see. I think
actually, I've only thought of it the other way that somehow. Let me. Who's the 2 seed out here? Why can't I find them? Houston steps out, and then Louisville steps in, and Louisville gets a free pathway. I haven't thought about it the other way that Louisville gets in as a 1 seed, essentially in a bracket, and cruises into the Sweet 16 or something. You know, does something amazing because. They play Hartford.
I think of it as it'll be the second 16 seed to ever win, replacing just a bottom team. That's the way I think of it. But
well, that's it.
Could get a free pass.
Congratulations to my friend Brad Underwood for winning a national title. God, we just jinxed the hell out of him. Huh. I better head to the fridge.
Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. Go PowerCat.com and Spirit Street Publishing.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.